Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Isaiah. Woe to you, O ravager, whom none has ever ravaged! Woe to you, O plunderer, whom none has ever plundered! Once your ravaging is over, ravaged shall you be. Once your plundering is past, plundered shall you be. O thou eternal, show us favor, we have been waiting for thee. Be our strong arm, morn after morn, deliver us, all forlorn. At the sound of thy storm the nations flee, men scatter once thou stirrest, till we loot them like locusts, and swarm like grasshoppers over their spoil. The Eternal is supreme, he dwells on high. Justice and equity he lavishes on Sion, a saving wealth of knowledge and wisdom, and godly reverence as our treasure. When warriors wail in the open, and the envoys of peace weep sore, at treaties broken by the ruthless foe, reckless of any pledge, when the land laments and languishes, when Lebanon withers in shame, and Sharon sinks to a desert, and Bashan and Carmel are leafless, the Eternal cries, Now I arise, I will exalt myself. Foes of my folk, your plans are all futile. Your fury shall consume yourselves. Nations shall be burned to ashes like thorn bushes cut and kindled, till lands afar hear all that I have done, and the near lands own my might. In Sion sinful men are terrified, the impious are seized with shuddering, crying, Oh, who can live on with such a devouring fire? Who can live on with such a lasting flame? He who scorns to profit by oppression, he who will not clutch at any bribe, he who listens to no plans of murder, he who will not look at crime, he who lives uprightly, just in word and deed, he shall dwell far out of reach of harm, as in a stronghold on a cliff, secure, his bread provided and his water sure. Your eyes shall see the king in all his splendor, and gaze upon his broad domain, till musing on the terror that has vanished, you ask, Where are the tyrant's officers, who taxed us, charged us, took our tribute? These insolent creatures you shall see no more, that folk with a foreign tongue mysterious, who chattered in a jargon meaningless. No, you shall see your quiet home, Jerusalem, immovable, a tent whose pegs shall never be pulled up, whose ropes are never to be rent. And there, instead of broad streams circling round, we have the glorious Eternal as our river, a river never raided by a galley, sailed by no ships of war. The Eternal himself rules us. The Eternal is our captain. The Eternal is our king. He alone defends us. Even blind folk, then, shall share rich plunder. Even lame folk loot at large. None in the land shall say, then, I am sick, for all who live there have their sins forgiven. You've been listening to the Message and Counsel of God from the book of Isaiah.